Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, March the 20th, 80th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, and a gullible guy that he is, Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza.
How you doing, Brian?
You know, it's always a challenge when the folks joining us don't come in with a topic, because that allows moi to come from any viable perspective or semi-viable perspective with the questions and the topics.
Well, we're supposed to be open to anything, but
okay.
Although if I come in with topics, you don't always want them anyway.
So. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of just a leaping off point.
But that's what professional broadcasters are all about, right?
Okay. Smackdown has been delivered.
You and Mike Wallace.
We will isn't he dead?
No.
Oh.
No, he's just...
Looks that way.
He just retired at 85.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I got another...
You got a few years.
35 years.
Yeah.
Ish. God, you know what that would mean? I would have been Aaron and I would have been...
I
64
think
years.
That's a lot of experience.
A lot of supervisors and city managers and police chiefs.
As only a CBS station could be expected to do.
Oh, there we go. Going straight for the CBS. Okay. I'll be a little bit kinder when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 417. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. But before we do, our quote this afternoon. Now, it's supposed to be a rhyme, so I'm going to see if I can hit this one. And it's from Anonymous, but it's still great.
I hope it has a spring theme.
It could. It'd be springing forward, not spring as the weather season.
Okay.
Okay. The codfish lays 10,000 eggs. The homely hen lays one. The codfish never cackles to tell you when she's done. And so we scorn the codfish while the humble hen we prize, which only goes to show you that it pays to advertise.
Wow.
And I read it clean the first time. That's
you
even
did.
More impressive, huh?
Advertise where?
Well, you already said it going into the break.
No, not CBS. I mean,
the home of CBS radio
right.
In our area. Yeah.
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 You could probably write this program off as a business expense.
I think I do.
Since it's income tax time.
But, you know, that might be a cool ad to do.
Yeah.
Because I've shut the book, so I have absolutely no idea where it is.
For next year.
Oh, well, one of those things that we run on the air. Yeah, you know, the ones about why radio is such an effective and efficient medium to use for marketing.
Yes.
I'll need to find that. That could be kind of a kick. Anywho, Mr. City Manager Dude.
Yes, sir, Mr. Capstein.
It seems to me that there's a little bit more traction going on, or more discussion at least going on, with a couple of the basic infrastructure elements that a lot of people don't think about unless there's something wrong in the county. Obviously, the airport is a biggie.
Yeah.
The increased air traffic. Has the city of Arcata been asked to participate in any of the efforts for recruiting or even just making your perspectives known?
Not directly. Indirectly, yes. We're part of REDEC, which is taken a big role on the airport issue. You know, we have one of our council members is on the board of directors of the REDEC. So it's an important issue, very expensive issue, but it's vital to our community for sure.
So as you look at the airport, the current configuration, the hope for with American Airlines, I guess it's almost fait accompli now, but the hope for sign the line, American, anybody else coming into the neighborhood, what impact do you perceive as the home of the university that having a less than desired air situation means to our area.
You know, it's critical, I think, for our financial and business survival, you know, especially for the university. The LA route was vital to our community, for our part of the county, and I assume that's the same for the rest, especially, you know, Eureka with all the businesses and the government agencies. And our university administrators are constantly going to Long Beach on a regular basis, so that route was vital for them. And every time I took those flights, they were full, so I just don't understand why Horizon pulled away. I mean, it was so ideal having flights to Portland and Seattle and Los Angeles. I mean, it was just absolutely ideal, and it's a great disappointment that the Horizon pulled away with such short notice as well. I don't think our community deserved such short notice that that they pulled away.
With the almost commitment, I'm really not sure how to phrase, with the pending commitment, there we go.
Yes.
From American going to LA, does that take care of most of the situation?
Well, it doesn't take care of the need to go east, though. You know, when we lost our Delta connection to Salt Lake City, that was a real important connection east. Now I've learned Sacramento, the two flights a day to Sacramento are kind of one of the best kept secrets. You have to leave really, really early in the morning, but Sacramento Airport has a lot of great connections east, and every time I've taken that flight, it's full, and it's a lot of people that I know that are going east. So that's one of the tricks, I think, other than to avoid San Francisco and the delays associated with their flow control policies down there.
But the city hasn't been asked either through an ordinance or proclamation or civil code to do anything formally to support?
Not formally. No.
Is that curious?
No, because I don't know that that's something that, I mean, we would be happy to do it, but I don't know that there's any one organization that is leading the charge. I think, you know, REDAC has been doing it, and we're part of REDAC.
Right, but wouldn't, and I don't, you know, I've never made a presentation in front of an airline, so it's just a supposition, but I would want to have a signed letter of support for additional air service from every city, from every special district, from the county, from the major employers. I'd have, I don't know, an inch and a half thick of letters of desire from everybody I could think of that was a regular user of air transportation into or out of Humboldt County.
Well, my sense is that that's been demonstrated well. It's just that I think what they want is they want some financial guarantees, which is impossible.
That's a different argument.
Which is impossible for a government agency like ours to provide.
Right. So you just do the support.
Right. Well, I'll say it today. If anyone would like to approach us, the City of Arcata, to do support, I'll certainly bring it to the council, and I'm sure that they would be supportive of it.
Oh, by 5 o'clock, it'll be out on the web. How's that?
All right.
All right. KINS, news and information. Of course, so would I be, so I don't know. That may balance it out.
You going to fire yourself?
No, I'll fire myself up.
Fire yourself up.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's 4:23. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Times, 4:27. We're back risking it again. Mr. Mendoza from the City of Arcata and me.
Well worth the risk, it is indeed.
Yeah. Are you trying to get me to get Anthony or Dan to use that as a news quote?
There you go. There you go.
You know, actually, as a standalone quote, you may have just given us something we can use over the upcoming years.
Well, go for it. Go for it. Just remember, I'm doing this live. So,
yeah. Well, that's okay. The recorded part won't be. We'll just take 28, 29. Oh, the county is in a bit of a challenge, Randy, with the airport, certainly. I mean, everybody's there. But also with the general plan. I think it was the building lots part of the housing element. I think the land use plan. One of the two, I should know this, last week was rejected by the state.
The RENA numbers?
Again. Third or fourth time.
Right.
Other than the general embarrassment of coming from Humboldt County and we can't figure this thing out, does that have it, that lack have any impact on cities or on Arcata specifically?
Well, the housing, the low-cost housing, low-income housing numbers are something that each of the cities and the counties work out together as to what each city's numbers are. We call it the RENA, and it's an acronym, and I'm not a planner, so at this moment when I'm on live radio, I can't remember the acronym, but we call it the RENA numbers. But that's something that we negotiate between ourselves. But, you know, I can't say anything about the county's situation because I just honestly haven't followed it. But
how tight is the relationship? Not personal.
Right.
But, you know, for me, I would think, okay, Public Works, you got Tom at the county. Each of the cities have got their folks. I would think that they would be working familiarly, if not in total concert with one another. So if there were joint projects, or if you had to buy 2 pounds of asphalt and only needed a pound and 3/4, if somebody else had a little project, hey, bring over one of the trucks. We got half a load here. We don't have anything to do with it.
Well,
or that we can use it for. You know, go patch some potholes somewhere. We've taken and kind of work together that way. Does that happen?
Oh, certainly. It certainly does. And, in a variety of levels, you know, from the top level where we're involved together on JPAs such as Humboldt Transit, HCOG, Humboldt Association of Governments, and down to the operational level, you know, the sheriff's department helps the police department. And again, you know, our planners work together for the housing allocation numbers. Certainly, you know, we work together.
But there's no direct impact of one versus the other?
Not necessarily in terms, I think, of way you're asking it. Like I say, the RENA numbers are negotiated between, you know, but Arcata is completed, though, you know, our numbers are in and have been accepted by the state housing. So we're kind of moving. That's an issue that's kind of in our past.
What about with general plan? The fact that the county doesn't have a current general plan, does that impact any of those areas, the sphere of influence?
Well, that's a planner question, and I'm certainly don't claim to be a planner, but potentially it could. There are some areas within our urban services boundary that there are some issues that we're looking at right now, specifically Boyd Road in Arcata, where the folks up there, well, I'll let you go to commercial if you want to talk about that. I'm getting the number here.
You know where we're coming back, that baby. We're coming back.
That was too long of a question for those three fingers that you're giving me there.
It's 4:31.
Now, Minute of Sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lempus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and information time is 4:35. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza. Randy, before the break, as you were dragging your answer out long enough to catch your breath and recalculate your answer, we were talking about the impact of not having a general plan means in the area's sphere of influence that a city has. And you were starting to point out that Boyd Road for Arcata is one such location.
Well, yeah, what the our council's going to be looking at is that's in our in the city of Arcata's urban services boundary, and businesses have been building up out there, and and some water, you know, they're getting the water from McKinleyville, but there's no sewage out there. So that's one of the things that our staff is exploring and in discussions also with the McKinleyville Community Services District staff in terms of what does that mean? Is that something that the city should annex, or is that something that McKinleyville should continue to deliver their water out there? But the biggest concern, I think, for our city is that those buildings were taking place out there in Arcata. The permits were being granted, and the city of Arcata really was not consulted. So that's something that we're in the process of discussing and working out. So stay tuned for that.
Well, it would be, I would think, pretty simple because you've got the whole Valley West area. You're almost there anyway.
Right.
Why would it not be part of Arcata?
Well, that's kind of the LAFCO process. And
now, that's not short for Laughing Company.
Local Agency Formation Commission. So, I'm not going to give you a LAFCO lesson, but yeah, the LAFCO would be the decisive authority as to whether that would become part of the Arcata city limits or whether McKinleyville would continue to deliver services out there.
It doesn't seem weird that they would have to come across the river.
It does.
Instead of, you know, the city limits going out to the south bank of the MAD. Thank you very much, and that's where it is.
It does. It's kind of an anomaly. We'll say it that, but that's something that we're looking at now. So, I don't know what implication that has with the county general plan, but that's an example of something that we are going to be dealing with the county as well as the McKinleyville CSD.
Now, do you have to wait until the general plan is approved, or is this going to be an attempt to do one of the amendments before it's approved so then they can make an adjustment to the plan once it is approved?
I don't think so. I think it's going to go probably from our city council probably to LAFCO next.
Which means what?
Which means we'll have to communicate with the neighborhood and see if it's beneficial for the city and for the neighbors to whether that's going to be whether it's beneficial to annex that into the city. You know, if it's annexed to the city, there's benefits such as higher densities allowed for commercial businesses and also the services that the city brings. Right now, our staff needs to look to see if that's going to pencil out. And
don't you guys provide law enforcement out there anyway? I can't imagine the sheriff would be cruising there.
No, we do not provide law enforcement out there.
And so you just go to Gentoli Lane and
to the city,
sorry, guys?
Well, no, if the sheriff made a request for assistance, you know.
Just a general snooping around?
No, the people on that outside of the city limits are not paying for police services, so they do not get police services unless it's a assistance for the sheriff.
So you don't have an MOU then with the sheriffs for that area?
Well, there is an MOU in terms of if the sheriff doesn't have anyone available that and it's an emergency that we would send a police officer out there if the sheriff requested it. But clearly, in a city limits, the levels of services are much greater than what you would get in the county, which is spread out much longer.
Can you tell where he came from? Oh, I don't know that much about public works. Oh, I don't know that much about building. He's all over the cops, isn't he?
Well, let's see. 28 years doing the other thing and 4 years doing this. You know, give me time. Give me time.
Speaking of weirdness, I had the opportunity, this morning to drive from Northtown down into downtown. First time since the road project has been completed.
you should get out more. There's many more great things to see in the city of
Arcata.
And
I'm sure there are plenty more really intriguing street signage, street painting than just the one that I experienced.
Yeah.
Did somebody lose a bet?
No way.
That is the weirdest thing for those couple of blocks where you got a right-hand turn only, and then it goes single lane, and then it goes double lane again.
What you saw there is the end of a project that involved replacing the infrastructure, repaving new sidewalks. Before, the sidewalks were very narrow, and now that they're wide, so you actually can walk, you know, without having to step aside if somebody walks by. So it's very beneficial for the businesses. But yes, the planters, there's two planters that are in the right lane, and that was put there as...
Oh, I thought that was one of those turnarounds.
No, that's a planter. And those were put
there. The bikes were going in circles when we went by.
Yeah, it's kind of a negotiated truce with our bicycle friends for council members to get that project approved. And
actually, if you had said that was a safety thing, it makes a ton of sense. You know, somebody isn't paying attention, or you know, could be impaired for one reason or another. You get something big like that, yeah, they're not going to hit the sidewalk. They're going to, you know, those people on the sidewalks might be saved with that.
True. It is a traffic calming feature specifically to assist bicycles to traverse that area.
So as you're looking to widen the sidewalks, and I know I probably should be talking to Mark about this, but that's okay. You're here. I'll go with you.
Go for it.
Why not make it a one lane with a half turn lane on the right, you know, one of those shared things with the bike lane.
That was all discussed. It's a matter of parking and parking.
Wait a minute. With the diagonal parking all the way down.
Well,
instead of the parallel parking.
The issues were having parking on both sides of the street, and also where you have the delivery trucks that have to double park in the roadway to drop off their goods to the businesses. If it was a single lane, then one beer truck could park in the road, and then the road would be basically blockaded for long periods of time. So,
you know, every time I've seen a beer truck park close to the Arcata Plaza, I see all these volunteers ready, willing, and able to help him unload.
I'm not going to touch that one.
KINS, News and Information Time is 4:42. We'll be back with more from Randy Mendoza.
This is the
flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 4:46. The beer truck is unloaded, and we are back with Randy Mendoza. Oh, what's the next big challenge that's out there, buddy?
The budget.
Okay.
The city budget.
The next
budget.
Big thing that we can get excited about that's out there.
Well, I'll tell you, if we can't deliver services because of our budget shortages, you're going to get excited about that.
Is it at that point?
Well, we're starting our budget process earlier this year so that we kind of... In past years, we started a little bit later, so we're in a process now of trying to do our spending plan. So when we left our mid-year budget review, we went right into planning our next year's fiscal budget.
Not to say that others have their act together totally, but I seem to recall another city manager from a Bay town who said that their budget is status quo and they kind of hit the bottom and that they're... not flush, but they're not looking at downside.
That's been our experience in the past, but as our revenues are staying stable, our costs are not. So like
so
everybody
else.
It's a cost containment issue, right? And the big issue, of course, is our employee costs. And this last year, our employees made some very significant concessions, and we now have a two-tier retirement system for new employees, and also our employees have very generously, they're sharing the increased costs in our medical coverages or increases in our medical coverage.
Is there any jurisdiction that you're aware of, Randy, either through LECA or California League of Cities or anything else, where employees aren't sharing now?
Very few. It's not a matter. It's not a matter of if, it's when, really.
Or how much.
Or how much. Yeah, the citizens are demanding it, and there's really, it's not sustainable the way the PERS rates were funded during the big dot-com bubble, and then the bubble broke, and it's just not sustainable.
As long as we're doing a potpourri here. The changes with the mail through Eureka and the distribution center, is that going to impact Arcata and the postal office that's there, or are the two not directly connected?
To my knowledge, I don't think it'll affect Arcata has two post offices, one in the downtown and one in Bayside. To my knowledge, those two are not going to be affected. The jury's still out, though, as to whether when our letters are put into the mailbox, how soon are they going to get delivered? And
plus
also,
one.
And I guess it affects local jobs too. We have, in our remote post offices, it affects the folks that are employed by the post office. People are able in the small areas of the county, they're able to supplement their businesses by having a post office. I think it's a real shame to lose that.
The rural routes.
The rural routes, yes.
Yeah, it certainly is going to change it's a game changer, isn't that what they say?
It is a game changer, but I guess it's a matter of the post office being able to survive. So they've had, like any business, it seems like they have to make some decisions, but it's disappointing nevertheless.
So what's a city manager to do?
Just go on the radio and complain about it, I guess.
There you go. A lot of hot air. That's what we do around here.
Yeah. You sell air, right? Yeah. Isn't it? You're in a business of selling air.
But that hot air is more expensive than cold air.
That's true, because it requires work to get there, right?
Yeah. Sure, you bet. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Brian.
We've been talking shop, sort of, this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.